Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, Jesus refers to a basic principle of human learning. There is so much you can learn in one sitting. This is also true in the realm of faith. It's as if Jesus said, "I can only teach you so many things, not because I am unable to teach you more, but because you are unable to receive more right now. You need to assimilate what I told you and grow, and then once you've taken some steps, then you can assimilate new things. But you cannot take 7 steps all at once." God knows that this is how He made our minds to work, and He respects that. But also, this gradual growth is there because the Lord factors in that we often need to turn away from bad habits, from attachments, from poor decisions from the past. And that turning away from things we're used to can be challenging. As an act of mercy, He doesn't want to have us do it in one single stroke, as it might be too painful in many cases. Then Jesus says, "The Holy Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Some people speak as if the Holy Spirit had come to create a new church and reveal all these things that Jesus never spoke about. But if you read the New Testament attentively, it's clear that the Holy Spirit will not reinvent the wheel and create a new type of Christianity, as some people have proposed. What Jesus said is that the Holy Spirit would take from what He said and did and further explain it to us. The Spirit will show us the deeper sense of the things that Jesus already taught. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work in complete agreement with each other. One does not undo what the other has done. God discloses things gradually, but in a fundamental continuity with what He has done in the past. So let me propose 2 ways in which you can apply this to your personal life. 1, think of how God has led you through gradual steps to a growth that you couldn't have done all at once. None of the subsequent steps erased the first ones, but rather completed those first sprouts. And 2, think of ways in which the Holy Spirit has led you to insights or discoveries that confirm the truth of what Jesus teaches in the Gospel.